Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 29th of September. Tata Sons has promised to add Air Asia India under the Air India umbrella if its bid for the state-owned carrier succeeds. At a later stage, Vistara is also likely to be part of a combined entity if Singapore Airlines, its 49% shareholder, is on board. The report added that if the bid was successful, Air Asia India was likely to be clubbed with budget unit Air India Express, and that SIA has been convinced to integrate Vistara's network with that of the national carrier Air India. Tata Sons owns close to 84% of Air Asia India. Late last year, it bought an additional 32.67% in the budget carrier from 51%. According to the agreement, Tata has a call option on the remaining 16.33% of Air Asia India. The conglomerate holds 51% of Vistara and Singapore Airlines has the rest. Sunway Hospitality has announced the launch of the Sunway Hotel Big Box, the first Sunway Hotel in southern Malaysia and a new haven of nature and adventure. Located in Sunway City, Iskandar Puteri, an 1,800-acre integrated township with residential, hospitality, retail, educational and medical elements, the 284-room hotel offers guests access to a verdant natural playground surrounded by some of the region's lushest mangrove forests, which result from extraordinary preservation and conservation efforts by Sunway. Opening on October the 1st, Sunway Hotel Big Box is easily accessible via Senai International Airport, Puteri Harbour International Ferry Terminal and the Coastal Highway Southern Link from Singapore, which is just 5 kilometres away. Adrenaline-fueled activities such as ATV driving, go-karting, paintballing, indoor snowboarding and more can be enjoyed at X Park, which is within walking distance of the hotel, and world-class retail therapy is available at the Sunway Big Box Retail Park, a one-of-a-kind open-air mall which covers 46,000 square metres of space and offers numerous retail, food and beverage and entertainment outlets, including 13 large warehouse-style concept stores. An official Palestinian World Tourism Day report said that Palestine's tourism sector has lost over $1 billion since the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic in Palestinian territories. The report, jointly published by the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics and the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, added that the performance of the tourism sector in Palestine keeps deteriorating due to COVID-19, especially in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. According to the report, 77.2% of the hotel guests in the West Bank are Israeli Arabs, 22.5% West Bank citizens and only 0.3% from abroad. The Palestinian territories consist of two distinct areas, the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. Two New Orleans men have been charged with stealing more than $550,000 from commercial airlines for falsely and repeatedly reporting that their flight luggage had been lost. Pernell Anthony Jones Jr., 31, and Don Monique Martin, 29, are accused of collaborating to submit more than 180 claims over 5 years to American, Alaska, United, JetBlue, and other airlines for non-existent lost luggage. As part of the plot, Jones flew on commercial airlines under fictitious names and with fake identification from 2015 to last year. the government contends. When he arrived at his destinations, he allegedly reported his luggage was lost and requested compensation from the airlines, which mailed him reimbursement checks. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.